Hello, my dear friends. I am here today with my dear friend, Jim Hamilton. My name is Rob Christie. I'm a 75-year-old grandpa from San Clemente, California. I'm a got a couple years on Jim, but not very many. Today, Jim and I are going to go over some of the key concepts that he's been working on recently in order to give you a picture that you can use efficaciously in your own life. That would include his core resonance program, the role of cannabis, which may surprise some of you, soaring affirmations, guidance light, and more. So where would you like to start, Jim?
Well, first off, it's a pleasure to be here. You and I met a couple of years ago at a conference, and we've stayed in touch, and we've had some marvelous conversations. We've started recording a few of them, and this is another one. And just recently, we touched on cannabis, and I have a lot of background in it. It does play a part in my life, sometimes a little more actively than others, but there's something important about it. And I thought maybe we could mix that in with the concept of consciousness and resistance, because resistance and consciousness are opposites. The more resistant you are, the less conscious you are. The more allowing you are, did I say that right? The more resistant you are, the less conscious you are. The more allowing you are, the more conscious you are, which is to say, as you become more allowing, you blend more with source. It's actually as simple as that. And what I've come to discover is that cannabis plays a part in that. And I was advising you in our several conversations lately about the role that cannabis can play in unfolding our nature. And I'm not talking about a lot of it. In fact, it's really almost not quite microdosing, but small amounts. And so
specifically, you suggested to me that cannabis supports allowing.
That's right. That's exactly right. What I've discovered, and I've come to this understanding from my background with core resonance, I've got possibly 450 sessions, neurofeedback sessions. Now, core resonance has taken the concept of neurofeedback, advanced it almost immeasurably. So I've had access to the ability to quiet the nervous system like a lifetime of meditation in a short period of time. So I have a different vantage point for lots of different things like a lifetime of meditation would provide. And I have even more than that because core resonance can deliver more than what meditation can deliver. But what I discovered, and I've been around cannabis for 50 years now. So what I discovered that cannabis does is it drops a layer of resistance. It drops a boundary, or some people used to say a layer of armor, because we all are shut down a little bit. We all have a certain kind of rigidity. And that's because we're all in overload. And so what cannabis does is a layer of rigidity drops away. And particularly if what's inside of you is clear and light, the cannabis experience is really wonderful. And we know that from the 70s, that's how so much consciousness kind of began, when people started, what they call it, tuning in and dropping out, or I don't remember what that expression was. But my point is that cannabis in small amounts, which we've touched on, drops a layer of resistance for which it allows us more access to plugging into what's true. Or better said, as resistance drops, consciousness goes up.
You shared something fascinating with me that about the physiology of how, you know, cannabis affects us, that if you look at the cell, there are numerous sites on the outside of the cell that invite cannabis and the like substances the body produces in.
So, you know, that's why I like You bring up some great ideas and some great concepts. First off, I had an insight a long time ago. I don't know how many years ago. It's since my core resonance training, and it wasn't a cannabis experience. It was core resonance and presence access. Cannabis will bring us back to our roots as a species. In other words, cannabis has a bigger role than we have any earthly idea because the cell at a cellular level, we have receptor sites, and like estrogen, you have estrogen receptor sites, male and female. All cells have estrogen receptor sites, and you have your fake estrogens, xenoestrogens, where they take pesticides and they're based on the estrogen molecule, which is like as dumb as you could get in science. And they got all these fake estrogens, and they fit in estrogen receptor sites in the cell, and they screw up the cell. But the point is that there are more cannabinoid receptor sites on cells than any other kind. And I believe that's true to the point that I referred an article to you that was written in 2014 that I've shared many times. And they say there's more cannabinoid receptor sites than any other sort. And so that means that, first off, the body produces cannabinoids, but it doesn't produce them in sufficient quantities. And so an external source, which are called phytocannabinoids, which come from marijuana, cannabis. And of course, you've got CBD, which is a source of cannabinoids, and so is your regular marijuana. And all of that helps placate the cell and helps feed the cell. And there's a certain kind of a strength, a certain kind of neutrality, a certain kind of homeostasis that shows up from cannabinoids. And so the relationship between marijuana, cannabis, and even the hemp, that's why this whole concept is growing of interest, is because cannabis provides phytocannabinoids to where the body produces endocannabinoids, and the whole thing's a match. And then when you discover that getting high, and I'm not talking about getting loaded and getting crazy, some people call it microdosing, but there's a layer of resistance that drops away, and all of it is a match because we're working on becoming more conscious. We're working on the tools of consciousness, and it turns out cannabis plays a role. It's legal in most states now, medically and what's the term? Medically and recreationally, and it turns out that it has a very distinct spiritual component, and that's why we're talking about it today.
Well, you've been involved with, cannabis for 50 years, so you've seen an evolution to the point today where you're seeing aspects to the use of phytocannabinoids that didn't occur to you 50 years ago.
We in the old days, first off, the quality of cannabis was horrendous compared to what it is now, but it made you feel good, and it was kind of an escape. And there's plenty of reason to have escapes in the late 60s and in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s. And escape isn't a very good term because we now better understand the layer of our own resistance drops away. And as it drops away, we open up. Now, I don't find it addictive or anything like that. I don't have any psychological. In fact, just a few days ago or a week ago, I stopped altogether because I go through phases and I play with different things. And but it is enjoyable. It's when you overdo it, and humans tend to overdo everything. And by the way, I overdo everything, but that's part of my nature. But it doesn't mean I can't pull back. I explore. I don't stop at boundaries like where most people might. And I've had quite a life so far because I don't play by the rules. And so cannabis is interesting stuff. It does deliver a certain type of pleasure. It turns out it generates homeostasis for the body. And they say the CBD might take a year to really infiltrate your system, a year of regular use of CBD to really saturate the body and bring a certain kind of internal satisfaction. I was trying to say satisfaction. That's not a word. a certain type of, anyway,
We kind of switched to a different topic. Say a little bit more about what CBD is.
well, I
Some
don't
of
know
our
much about
audience may not.
CBD. I don't know much
Exactly.
about CBD, except I've never had really good experience with it because maybe I'm expecting something a little bit more complex. But I met somebody a couple of weeks ago at an event, and I'm always interested in these things. And of course, health and getting older in a more refined manner. And there's things available that weren't available 30 years ago. So the generation before us getting older and us getting older is really a different story. And there's so many things that weren't available and we didn't understand. And so CBD is another one of those that's been explored by science and non-traditional science as well. And there's a type of stasis that comes from that. And I met a gentleman at an event, and he really made it clear, because again, I continue to inquire things I don't understand as well as I might, that there's just a homeostasis that comes from it and a state of well-being, a sense of well-being that's a little bit different from being stoned, because this is more of a long-term thing. And of course, CBD is generally kind of expensive. You can easily spend $100 a month on it. There's different. Let's see, what would you say? There's a term for it, and I'm not versed in cannabinoids to speak of, but there's different cannabinoids for different characteristics, and really more it's the issue of purity is where I would start with all that. But the CBD has powerful is becoming more understood. And same thing with cannabis is becoming, or THC is what's in the active cannabinoid in marijuana, or as I call it, cannabis these days. And so it's an experimentation. The THC is particularly interesting because you have an instantaneous result from it, you might say. And the idea is don't do a lot of it. Don't do a lot of it. I was talking with you a couple of weeks ago, and actually you went out to a dispensary in California where it's been legal for a long time now, and which is really a curious experience. And you went and played with some of the edibles, and one of my big recommendations was don't do a lot. And you've had good experiences, right?
Yes, and your counsel to do less turned out to be very good, because if I did more, my experience shaded more toward getting high as opposed to engendering a feeling of well-being and an enhanced connection to other people. So it's curious when less is more.
Well, and as we become more subtle in the living of life, less is always more. And again, a layer of resistance, a layer of rigidity drops away, and that willingness to extend, to communicate to another becomes more evident and more available. And this is the kind of stuff I document, because core resonance and now soaring affirmations and access to guidance light, all of that is a product of a certain type of letting go of a certain type of rigidity. So I don't say cannabis, and again, I talk about, I'm talking about the CBD stuff, pardon me, the THC stuff that where people quote unquote get high, and where really what getting high really is a layer of resistance and rigidity dropping away. It's really as simple as that. And so consciousness, again, more consciousness is less rigidity, less overload, less resistance, more allowing. Things open up. A tree is completely plugged into the cosmos because a tree has no resistance. Technically, it has a little bit of resistance because it stands up straight. And for it to stand up straight, it has to have a little bit of resistance to falling over. So falling is one of the places where resistance has a place. But generally speaking, mental and emotional resistance is low on the emotional intelligence scale. And if we can use cannabis in small amounts to open up to a bigger world. And again, I'm not talking about being drunk, and I'm not talking about being stoned, and I'm not talking about being stupid and walking in front of cars and hassling people. It's just a simplicity of letting go a little bit, and surprisingly, the world changes a lot. Changes a lot.
I definitely find myself more inclined to connect with other people when I've done a little tiny bit of the edibles, and there isn't any efforting involved.
That's right. The layer,
It's just,
a layer of resistance
it's
drops
just
away and you simply open up.
a predilection to connect.
And don't forget that connect could be to the person, you can walk by a bus stop and say hello to somebody as you walk by and give them a smile and keep going. Is that about being stoned? No, it's about being open to being receptive to sharing with somebody for a second or two, or maybe end up in a conversation. And the point is, the discovery becomes what happens after resistance, or what becomes available beyond resistance and beyond rigidity. I'm still trying to figure out that word I was trying to make up, something about satisfaction. I don't remember what I was trying to make up a word. I didn't pull it off. But the point is, when we are out in the world and we share with people, there's something that happens. First off, we share our state. Our state is more about allowing, and when we share that state with another, we actually transfer that state, especially if the other person is receptive. And what I was starting to say, or I'm still again trying to figure out that word I was trying to make up, but as we share with others, it's a transference, you might say, especially if they're receptive, and then you'll discover that you don't need the cannabis to do the same thing. So it's kind of like what they call a right-handed crutch. A right-handed crutch is the kind that doesn't hurt you. A left-handed crutch is you become more dependent on it. So a right-handed crutch is something you use and then you let it go at some point. So the fun part is, I only several weeks ago, and I'd say less than a month ago, I threw out the idea of doing a little bit of cannabis, and suggested the idea of dispensaries and how to go about doing this legally. And just to touch, you played with gummies. I think you're playing with indica right this minute. I think a bag or the amount you would buy is 100 milligrams. I think the gummies were in 10 milligrams. You initially
That's
did
correct.
half a gummy, which was 5 milligrams, and now you're doing a quarter of a gummy, which is 2.5 milligrams, which is about the amount I recommend, about the equivalent of, the to the you're less than the bottom of the thumbnail on your pinky. Not a very large amount, and it takes an hour. Edibles take an hour. And edibles are quite different from smoking, but edibles, they take as much as an hour to kick in. They last 4 or 5 hours, and it's a lot nicer that, people do alcohol, they do some wine, they do this, even nicotine and cigarettes has some kind of a characteristic. And this stuff is lighter than all of that. And of course, there's no hangover whatsoever from any
Two
amount of
quick
cannabis.
additions. It doesn't take me an hour,
Yeah, right.
but my digestive system, I'm what's called a fast oxidizer, which means my digestive system produced, goes faster than the average. The other thing I've noticed, even only having been involved in the experiment till since late December, I'm already noticing cumulative effects, Jim.
Well, these are the kind of things we wanted to touch on. So I had recommended that you try this based on my understanding of consciousness. A bit of a layer of resistance and rigidity drops away, which we all carry. By the way, when I get stoned, a layer drops away, and I have downloads just waiting, literally waiting when I get high. And again, I don't do a lot. I do, 2.5 milligrams. It isn't much. And so tell me about that, your experience.
Well, what I'm noticing is I get some of that same letting go of resistance, whether I'm at the effect of the gummies or not.
There we go. It's a new
That
model.
that's the accumulation effect that has happened in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So we all have this rigidity of what we know. And this is the shortcoming of the mind to begin with. The mind cannot project other than what it already has a reference for. So, and I'm not saying you didn't know this or whatever scale of order that you knew it, but when you did the cannabis, you did the gummy, something happened that gave you a new view that you didn't have before. So now that you have that new view held in your mind, you can now find it much more readily. And does it take the cannabis to do it? No. So that's the reason I recommended it, to play with it, not to, to get you where you get, have to marry somebody that owns a cannabis store, but or whatever. But because first off, I don't find it addictive. Now, some personalities, eating eggs all the time, become addictive, and so there's different personalities, but so a new pattern and habit was introduced through the cannabis, for which that new pattern and habit became grounded in your system, for which that pattern and habit, which is what? A certain type of sensing out and receiving back, and whether you're high or not, or that pattern and habit's now available. So you've modeled a new mechanism for looking at the world that cannabis introduced. Now, will it ever go away? No, because you've learned it. Do you need to do
Well,
cannabis the rest of your life?
I'll
No.
give you a very specific example. I am less anxious at work.
Yeah.
Things that before the experiment set me off are less likely to do so now. And if I do go down, either the anger or the anxiety route, it's not
Certain
as
type of,
intense and it doesn't last as long.
yeah. So a certain type of rigidity has faded.